This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Everybody, welcome to ENN on this Thursday, only on Ray-Ro. No Tee-Wee. The Yankees are on Yes with Michael, Joe Girardi, and Paul O'Neill. Aaron Judge leads off the top of the seventh with a double.
You're damn right he did. How do you like that?
It is 4-4 with one out in the seventh, ground out by Stanton. And with that, I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Shut up, kid. Rub some dirt on it. Go play.
That's nice.
I love it.
Don again.
I'm not a haiku guy, but I think that's really good. That's high IQ.
Well done. That's good. That's really, really good. I got to tell you. Donegan.
Can't take Apple TV. I can't take Juan Soto. Cole's overrated. Fire Boone. Fire Cashman. Kill me.
This is very strong.
And let's say hi to Peter.
Arguably on your team, Dodd. Don, you is your name Dodd or Don?
I like Dodd Don. We had Fond Don. We have Dodd Don.
But it's not what you
but
want.
But it was a good job catching it, having some fun with it.
Yeah. It's not going to, I don't think that's making a run next year and drop madness at any point.
No, it's doing real well.
Oh, no.
That's a great one. That's the best. The question is, what's better? Don's doing real well, or Michael's hanging up with Greeny? I mean, that's the strokeout Hall of Fame when you really think about it.
I think mine's more entertaining. You're actually concerned for Michael, right?
Tom was caught off guard after Lawrence Taylor. That's
right,
a little...
Yeah.
What do you do there?
Right. It wasn't like Greeny stumbled and then Michael stumbled. Greeny was perfectly okay with his goodbye. Very articulate.
Don does not have picket feet.
That's really going to...
That's something. Anthony, can we hear from the caller, too?
Which one?
You know, the guy who called up and said, is it Channel 9 or Channel 11? I lost it all and then hung up on us. Let's go to James in Florida. Hey, James.
Well, I was here. I used to watch it on Channel 9 and 11. Now they cut out, in and out on. It just cut out again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
James cut out.
Spinning.
Yes, cut out?
The game cut out?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to bother you guys about this. Goodbye.
No.
Okay.
No, that's it? Wait,
I'm not going to do it, Peter.
He hung up on
it. It could be. I was thinking point guard. It was there. It was right there.
I'm wondering, did he think he called somebody else? Like it almost felt like he was having a conversation with someone else, realized it was us, and said, I'm not going to waste your
time. Well, no, it was because he called me, and he was explaining this to me. I said, okay, like, I'm sorry that's happening, but what can we do about it here at the station? Because some people think that we're Yes sometimes, and some people... And he said, well, no, like, it's just not how I used to listen. I said, okay, I could put you on hold if you want to talk to the guys about it. And he said, all right, and that's what you got.
And so. He realized that maybe it's not a good idea. He started explaining it, and it's like, you know what, this isn't.
We've all been there, having to stream games when you have to stream games, and he down in Florida, I guess, has to. It is not easy when you got buffering, and I mean, these are things where people are probably reacting to you in texts and saying, like, wow, can you believe this just happened? It's like, I don't know. I'm like 5 minutes behind you, and they still haven't even gotten up to bat yet.
Well, what I did notice when I was on MLB.com looking at the out-of-town scores, I noticed that the Yankee-Astro game is the free game to be able to stream and watch. So maybe
that's probably how he was watching, yes.
And maybe he just doesn't have great Wi-Fi or whatever it is, and that obviously affected his viewing, because I wouldn't be surprised if it was buffering. A lot of people probably taking advantage of the free game.
And by the way, that is frustrating. I think we all can agree to that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We understand.
Here's something else we understand. Ken?
Enjoy Juan. He gone.
Juan, he gone.
And
by the way,
by popular demand.
The guy did not fall out of he did not fall off a friggin' cliff and forgot how to hit a baseball.
Three times. Good.
It was a triple friggin'?
Yeah. He couldn't get it out, but that word he had no problem getting out.
God.
I think he's got a potty mouth off the air. That's just my guess.
Guys, I have to bring
dropping
something.
Dropping F-bombs in church.
I have to bring something to your attention, by the way.
Go ahead.
Talk to me.
Fred in Atlanta called, and he didn't want to stay on hold, because I had to do some work to go find this. Yesterday, we had a caller by the name of Dylan. And do you remember how that call went?
I remember there was a Dylan. I don't remember how the call went.
You probably don't remember, because this is how it went.
Someone else wants to talk about Don's call. Dylan. Wow, Dylan and Wes Caldwell.
No, I mean, it could be over an hour today.
Dylan?
Dylan.
So they know from that morning when my game was doing.
Hey, Dylan.
It was an accident.
Yep. Let's listen.
Hey, Dylan.
Dylan.
It's just deeply unfortunate.
Sounds like he was being disciplined in some way.
Yeah, by his partner.
Now, you have to wonder, why in God's name would I run that again?
I have no idea.
Well, because Fred in Atlanta has suggested.
Go ahead.
The voice in the background, does it sound familiar to you?
Griffin?
Fred in Atlanta. Now, remember, Griffin says he has a brother named Dylan. Was that Griffin in the background and his brother Dylan trying to get on faster than Griffin does?
The guy did not fall out of a friggin' cliff and forgot how to hit a baseball.
Now, the only thing that hurts Fred's case here, because it's I love the dedication and the sleuthing that it took to get to this point. Dylan is from West Caldwell, and Griffin is in Connecticut. Now, it doesn't mean it's not possible. But I leave it to you guys. Do you think that's Griffin's brother, Dylan?
I'd have to hear it again.
Someone else wants to talk about Don's call. Dylan. Wow, Dylan and Wes Caldwell.
No, I mean, it could be over an hour to get into it.
Dylan?
Wow.
The guy
Dylan.
Did not fall out of a friggin'
hey, Dylan.
A friggin'
I don't know, guys. There might be something there.
Yeah, there's something
it's
there.
It's him. I heard him.
You think
I think I heard what he said.
You know what?
I think Griffin said, like, it took me over an hour to get on.
And it fits the lore of what's been happening with Griffin recently. No?
What would the West Caldwell?
Well, they don't have to live together.
Yeah, but they were obviously together.
In that moment. Wow, this is fascinating.
Shout out to Fred in Atlanta. Doing the work.
Thanks, Fred. Put in the hard work.
Trevino sacrifice fly, Yankees up 5-4, Anthony.
I mean, listen, did you ever have any doubt, Yankee fans? Did you ever have any doubt?
Simon and New Haven turned the game off, I think.
See, you probably did as well.
It's on the TV. Like, what am I going to do?
Still not happy.
I'm just going to lean in now. Like, I actually have no, like, you know, overly. It's one game out of a very, very long season. But now I'm just going to lean in because I think it's better for the show.
Yeah, as you should.
And in case you missed it, the Baltimore Orioles had a hype video, much like every team does, but the interesting thing about this hype video is there's a voice in there that you might recognize.
Do they factor in that now they're not going to surprise anybody? That's the way I would look and say, okay, now you're the target.
Tell you, that makes me happy.
Doesn't it, though?
Why me, unless they think I'm somebody?
Don, you shouldn't even care about this. This is nothing. This shouldn't even be brought up on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because you're a big-time star in radio. This is nothing. Who do you think you are? A yo-yo jabroni pumple duck? You think this is college radio in Chattanooga?
Well, no.
This is Don LaGreca on the Michael K Show. Of course someone found it. We air nationally on Yes. All right? It's the Yankees channel.
All right. Well, I'm proud that it was me and not Michael. How about that?
I do well.
Well, that's different.
It does do well. Thank you, Don.
And it's worked because despite giving up a home run to Trout early, they were up 11-3.
That's all.
A lot of money today, apparently. Public money on the Orioles. So that's going to work out for people.
Apparently.
That's going to work out for people.
I'm guessing the line was not 7.5.
No. Not many like that. Not many like that. You guys mentioned the Draymond Green suspension earlier. Well, who better to hear from... ejection. Who better to talk about the ejection than Draymond Green himself on his own podcast?
I said what I said. I deserved to get kicked out at that point. And what I said, if I'm all the way honest with y'all, I kind of was trying to turn my body and angle and go to the bench. And I said what I said, like, a little too soon before angling my body to the bench. But, yeah, it just can't happen. And, you know, that, like, we need to win games. So, like I said, not going to overreact. Like, oh, man, like, stuff is never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. Like, I know where I am. I understand what I'm doing moving forward. And in my position, just make sure that that's the exception and not the rule.
I'd like to make a hockey comparison, Don, if you'd like to follow me along.
Go ahead.
And Peter would know this, too. Draymond Green and Tom Wilson have a very similar problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tom Wilson, if you don't know, Peter, just got suspended recently, 6 games, because he inadvertently swung his stick and hit an opponent in the face.
Oh, yeah, and he's now, been doing this his entire career, much like Draymond.
Exactly, Peter. Now, I don't think there was actually any malicious intent in what Wilson was doing. I think he was trying to swing his stick around in frustration because he was getting tied up, but it just happened to hit the player in the face. Now, if this is your first incident, maybe you get a suspension, maybe you just get a fine. Because it's Tom Wilson, you get 6 games. Draymond Green telling us, hey, I didn't really mean to do this. You know, I was jawing a little bit too much before I got back to the bench. I should have helped him. Well, you should know that. You've already been suspended double-digit games this year for other incidents. You can't be doing that. And they were shorthanded. Steph was frustrated. Steve Kerr was frustrated.
I gotta push back on you real quick.
Okay, please.
I'm watching the Tom Wilson. Don, I don't know if I'm up to 40, but I'm close to watching hockey for 40 years.
Right.
40.
The stick at that point is free. He winds it back and hits him in the face. It is 100% intentional.
That's just what dirty players do.
And Don, the level to which that stick crushes that dude's face is brutal.
Well, E.J. Raddick on our podcast.
Well, the great E.J. Raddick.
That's right. E.J. Raddick. I thought had a really salient point when it came to that. Not to defend Wilson. He did what he did. You got to be responsible for your stick. These composite sticks are so light, and these guys are so strong. He probably did mean to hit him, just not in the face. Probably wanted to whack him on the side or by the shoulder, and just the stick got away from him. But you got to know better. You got to know better in those situations as a veteran, especially a guy that's got a history, that there is the potential of something very dangerous to happen. So he deserved the suspension. Nobody's questioning that. But when I asked, like, what would get in his head to do something like that? His team's battling for a playoff spot. He's one of these guys, Peter, that is, he's like Draymond. He's very important. I mean, he's played top line minutes. He can score. They're going to miss him. I mean, but they've won without him. I think they're 3-0 without him during the suspension. But still, it's not ideal to be going through that. But I thought that was a reason that kind of made sense.
Look, Peter, I hear where you're coming from, and trust me, far be it for a Ranger fan to defend Tom Wilson for anything. But again, it's a matter of the reason that I made the comparison is you just don't get to have the benefit of the doubt.
You don't.
When you say, hey, listen, I didn't mean to do this, like, well, we can't believe you.
Last thing I'll say on it is this. Here's how I read it, and I think I'm dead on here. He's having a moment. He's having a Tom Wilson moment where he's just being overly aggressive and violent. The second he did it, he realized how bad it was. And that's why he sort of wraps him up and kind of hugs the player to be like, "My." He just realized he snapped. He had a moment, he snapped, and he's like, wow, I really caught him in the face. So 6 games it is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But back to the Draymond, I want to hear, we're yet to hear the Jay Will clip on this. I heard it was interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting on First Take, Don. Jay Will says that Steph Curry is getting under fire from people around the NBA for what's going on with Draymond.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, high-level people. And what these texts are reading is about, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going, for him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph. I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right? Yeah. All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet. Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
This is classic. And I say this with all due respect. I like Jay Will. We follow each other on the gram. Friendly relationship in spite of his putrid college choice.
Right.
Like Jay Will. This is one of those moments, man. This is a take. I will bet you guys, even American money, and maybe throw in some Brazilian hey eyes.
Interesting. Just have those hanging around?
That he goes back on this. I will bet you almost anything that there will be some sort of apology or back off for using the words alluding to anything about tarnishing Steph Curry's legacy. That, to me, Don, that is when our friends and colleagues, and I'm sure we've done it too in the media, are looking too hard to say something and you're going too far.
Well, I love when, because it happens in our business, I don't want to go too much in detail, where you're kind of expected to control the actions of somebody else. And to question his leadership, how do you know he's not up Draymond's you-know-what all the time? It's just Draymond doesn't listen. But he understands the importance. I thought Curry handled it well after the game, because it's just like coaches. You can only go so far disciplining a player. Players embarrassing one another. That doesn't happen. But behind closed doors, all you know, he's obsessed with trying this guy, get the guy in a straight and narrow. Just can't do it. Did you not see moments with when Kyrie was with LeBron? Like, was that LeBron's fault that he couldn't seem to reel in Kyrie at times? Or, you know, when you look at any other players, is it Ovechkin's fault that Tom Wilson doesn't control himself?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, at some point, you know, the player has to be held responsible. We're not children. Leadership can only go so far. And just because you just happen to be a guy that can't be controlled, now we're going to question the leadership of a guy that's won championships and has done everything the right way. Now we're just going to throw up our arms and go, well, it's Curry's fault. He can't control him. What about Kerr? He's one of the highest paid coaches in sports. Why don't you get on Kerr?
My prediction is he got texts from someone high up in the league who kind of mentioned, like, it kind of makes Steph look bad. And I think Jay tried to flip it into something for TV that just does not work. I'm sorry. Steph tried. In that moment, now, if you watch, he stood there basically between Draymond and the ref and was kind of patting Draymond on the butt, like, calm down. Let's calm down. That's his style. He's not a grab you by the shirt, scream in your face guy. If you're 34 years old and throwing a temper tantrum that's going to cost you the ability to play the game, that Steph can only try in the moment to get you to calm down, and then afterwards in his press conference make clear, I do not appreciate this, and I respect everyone else on the team who stepped up and got it done. He said everything he had to say, and it led to kind of, my guess is Draymond heard what Steph said in the post-game presser, and that is why it informed the way Draymond addressed it on his podcast. So, love Jay Will, do not love that take. I think Steph will not be tarnished at all by this.
Well said.
Guys, Michael Porter Jr. has weighed in on his brother being investigated, which is, Don, you brought this up very briefly on ENN a couple days ago. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother is being investigated, the Toronto player, for, hedging his own prop bets, essentially. Let's hear from Michael Porter Jr.
I know what you guys know. I know Jonte loves the game of basketball. You know, he's really excited to play. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. Yeah, I know just as much as you guys know at this point. You know, I've known my brother my whole life. I know what type of dude he is, and I know he's excited to play basketball, and I highly doubt he would do anything to put that in jeopardy.
I mean, honestly, I know it doesn't sound like much. I think that's kind of all you can say as a brother in a good way. I think that's the perfect thing to say if you're Michael Porter Jr. What else do you say?
You talk up your brother. He never said there's no way he did it.
Right.
He never used the word innocent, never used the word framed, never used the word set up. He left just a little, enough of a nugget out there that if it ends up being true, he doesn't look bad. But he did show support to his brother, which is what you have to do in that situation.
Yeah, I respect that.
Guys, it's time.
I know.
Drop Madness results for today in the round of 32. The two seeds were in action.
Mm-hmm.
And the flub region, number two, moves on.
20 years ago today, Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today, so that is 2014.
76.5% to 23.5%. Wow. Juridu is gone. It's Ecuadorian, by the way. In the funny region, this was the tightest matchup to date, but the two seed advances.
He's not cool. His voice is weird. He's kind of a dork. His brother's a tool. His girlfriend's annoying.
50.4. to 49.6.
Are you kidding me?
Go scratch. Jersey Don, out.
How about that? That's well deserved.
In wow. the troubling region, two seed.
With a perfect read. Nails every read.
Oh my God. He just punched the computer
and
hard.
What makes that is Peter is legitimately concerned about the computer. I remember that. He looked right at me. Very, very concerned. 54.1 to 45.9 over some kind of party. Mouthful of nuts. Peter and Don. In the nether region.
That's not true.
64.9 to 35.1 over Nature Calls Terry. That
wow.
are the results of Drop Madness. As we know, four more tomorrow. That will be the three seeds in action. That's going to do it for Drop Madness today, and that is going to do it for ENN. And by the way, something I didn't mention, which is very, very important, it's, of course, brought to you by Security Dodge. See Michelle Scalise and come get some. Security Dodge, shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Powershot Days, Jeep Celebration wow. Event, and Ram Truck Month.
This was our fastest show, Peter. I can't believe it's over already.
How much time do we have, Anthony?
17
We've got
seconds.
A good 15 seconds left.
Oh, well, yeah, it's been a wonderful day. I agree, Don. Psyched for tomorrow. Hope we're talking about a Yankee win. We'll get you ready for the Mets. So watch some NCAA basketball tonight. A big weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.